কনক জলর রাত্র নীল সোনা মৃগমত বড় ভালো মালতী কুন্দ মাল তরল তরুণ বেশ নীল পিতাম্বরে স্মরণ কুঞ্জে রাধিকা কৃষ্ণচন্দ্র ভক্তা বিহীনায় অপরাধ লক্ষ্যই চিত্তাশ্চ কামাদি তরঙ্গম কৃপাময়িতং শরণং সপন্না বৃন্দে নমস্তে চরণারবিন্দম বৃন্দে নমস্তে চরণারবিন্দম ইয়ং শব্দজন্তমনুপেতমপেতপিত্তম দৈপায়নো বিরহ কাতরয়াজুভাব পুত্রে পিতনময় তয়া তরগোবিনেদু তং সর্বভূত হৃদয়ং মুনিমামতোস্মি তমাদিদেবং করুণানিধানম তমালভরণং সহিতাবতারম অপার সংসার সমুদ্র সেতু ভজামহে ভাগবত স্বরূপম শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিব হরি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে ফার্স্ট অফ অল আই পে মাই হাম্বল অবিসেন্সেস দ্য লোটাস ফিট অফ মাই গুরুপাদ পদ্ম ওম বিষ্ণুপাল পুরীরা জগাচার্যবর্য সৌরভ প্রসিদ্ধ মধুভক্তি বেদান্ত প্লব আনন্দ সাই মহারাজ সেম টাইম মাই দীক্ষা গুরুপাদ পদ্ম আই ফ্রম বিগিনিং অফ নট লাইফ হু মাই সার্ভিং অ্যান্ড হু বিং কপলেস মার্সিফুল কিপ মি আন্ডার ইজ লোটাস ফিট মাই দীক্ষা গুরুপাদ পদ্ম ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরিবারাচার্যবর্য সৌরভক্তিবেদান্ত নারায়ণ গোস্বামী মহারাজ আই পে মাই হাম্বল অবিসেন্সেস লোটাস ফিট আফটার দ্যাট আই পে মাই হাম্বল অবিসেন্সেস দ্য গৌড়ীয় গুরু পরম্পরা অ্যান্ড ওয়েলকাম অল বৈষ্ণবস টু অ্যাসেম্বলড হিয়ার টু এনকারেজ মি টু স্পিক সামথিং অল অফ ইউ আর এক্সপেক্টিং that Buddha will speak from today. But due to his sore throat, he could not speak clearly. So his voice became clear, doctor instruct him not to speak today. So from tomorrow, Buddha will come and speak nice Hari Katha. First of all, I request Sri Padmajanath Prabhu to speak something that in this world, if there is so many facilities and there is so many convenience for maintaining life, so why someone will do Krishna bhajan? Is there a need to do Krishna bhajan? Because all want to do eat, drink and be merry. If we engage ourselves, eat, drink and be merry, is there any harm? And what is the utility of doing Krishna bhajan? So I am requesting Padmajanath Prabhu.
Reason why we are in this world trying to be happy with so many facilities which are offered to the living entities and why he should engage in bhajan or Krishna bhajan. So by God's mercy of Sri Guru Padmatma and Sri Mahaprabhu, we have come together here to hear Harikatha. And as Sri Padmatma has already mentioned, all are expecting to hear from Sri Gurudev. So, from tomorrow, your eagerness will have to increase more. From tomorrow, Sri Gurudev will come. And now we will try to discuss something, why we should engage in Krishna bhajan. This world is engaged or organized, arranged in such a way that all living entities are searching for improvement of their life. They all want to be happy. Only a person who is sick or not properly functioning, he may want to hurt himself or herself by doing any harm in form of, we see, when people commit suicide or they want to give up their life, then it is described that they should be treated by doctor. So similarly, a person who wants to be happy in this world, trying to enjoy the objects of the senses, he is also in a very unfortunate situation. Because this world is meant to discover who we really are and who we are not. If we analyze carefully, then we can understand that this body is temporary. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has explained how anyone who is sober, he can understand that this body changes from young baby, developing young age, and finally crossing middle age, entering old age, will have to leave this body again. And if we are not careful and use this body properly for what it is really given, then what will happen, nobody knows. But for sure we'll have to come back again in the cycle of repeated birth and death. Now Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yehi sam svanta jabhoga dukalayam ashashvatam ajyantavanta kamseya natesu ramate buddha. He's explaining here that anyone who takes an interest in the object of the senses, sense gratification, he should understand that this is very temporary. Happiness and distress in this world, it comes and goes. And a wise person, he doesn't engage in these activities. Rather, he will try to understand who I really am and what is the goal of my life. Even we may have so many material facilities, we may be very wealthy, have a beautiful wife, good position, house, we see especially here in Australia, everything which people on the other side of the globe are working for very hard their whole life, it is given here from birth. People get money automatically from the government, houses provided, there is ample space to enjoy and engage in activities which satisfy the senses. If you ask a person in India, one time I went to buy some medicine and I used to go there regularly to buy Ayurvedic medicines, and always the person was watching the television. He is living in Mathura and he was very interested to know why I needed so many medicines. I said, I'm going for 3 months on tour, so I need to have some supply. And he was interested also in Krishna Bhakti. So I said, what is the goal of your life? He said, every day I'm watching cricket. So the goal of my life is, he said, to have a house on the beach in Sydney and watch cricket all day. So I said, you are living in Mathura. You are so fortunate. You are living in holy place. Just being here, taking birth here, your life has become auspicious. Why you want to go to Sydney? Yeah. What cricket? Yeah. But we can understand that even one may be situated in good location, meaning holy place. Yeah. If one is not fortunate that in this life he comes in contact with real sadhus and he gets good impressions, he cannot really understand how to be happy in this world. And he is forced to think happiness will be if I have lots of money, if I have good position, healthy children, and my body is healthy and I can enjoy as much as I can. But really we see in history that this program has never been successful for anyone. Whoever has accepted this program, he is bound to be bewildered, and at one time he'll have to wake up from this, we may say, flower in the sky or dream in the sky. Like children, we all know when a small child comes together with other children, they are wanting to play. And sometimes they play that one is the king and the other one is the queen, and they are very happy, engaged in so many wonderful plays, and imagining that, oh, now we are king of the world, and I tell you what to do, and you have to bring all the tax money, and we will make a big organization so that all will be happy. So they are engaged in this play for half an hour, 1 hour, and then suddenly the door opens and mother comes in, and the whole play is disturbed. Yeah, they wake up. What is this? Yeah. So Krishna, in a similar way, everyone thinks, oh, I am a very important person in this world. I am PhD, I have my bank account is there to always save me in any difficult situation. I can go anywhere where I want to go, take a holiday. My children are very nice, intelligent, obedient. My wife is very attractive, always obeys me. I'm always facilitated with all the opportunities for sense gratification. I am successful in life. And then suddenly, one day, he comes home and he discovers, his son has become a Hare Krishna. Yeah. That's a big problem. Yeah. Or something else happens. Yeah. Something which completely shatters his dream. That may happen at any moment, especially what we all know, it will happen at any time, and we see it around us every day. Death is sure for all of us. So if anyone thinks he's successful in life and he doesn't understand that at any time he may have to wake up from his dream, and that thing which they do not want to happen is happening, it is sure to happen. Death, old age, disease, it is always there to embrace us. And not only that, the more we want to engage in sense gratification, the more we will become unhappy. We see the perfect example is there in history, which we all are familiar with. I think everyone here knows about Hiranyakashipu and Prahlada Maharaj. Hiranyakashipu received so many benedictions from Lord Brahma, how to rule the world, how to control everything. Even all demigods were very fearful of Hiranyakashipu. But what happened? This small child, Prahlad, he was only interested in hearing and chanting about Vishnu, Krishna, remembering always very peaceful. And his father, he had taken vow to kill that very Vishnu, who his son was always remembering. And Hiranyakashipu became so disturbed, his mind became so agitated that he could not control his little son, 5-year-old. That even though he was the most powerful person in the whole universe, his mind was always agitated and disturbed. So we see that anyone who engages in activities which have to do with this bodily senses, the material senses and the sense objects, he is bound to be baffled and bewildered. He can never be peaceful. Why is this? Because originally, the living entity is not this material body. The living entity is Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of bliss and full of transcendental knowledge. But at this moment, his very nature is covered by the material entity. Krishna has made his arrangement so that we will one day wake up and understand, I want to get out of here. I don't want this to happen again and again. I see around me, everybody is repeating the same story. Yeah. Neighbors, family members, they all go for the same goal in life, thinking that material happiness, material sense gratification, is the goal of life. But really, if we have been enough, yeah, we may say, beaten or tortured, or we have had enough experience of this sense gratification. Yeah, this is the way that Krishna has arranged this material world, that the living entity becomes purified by always meeting with misery. He doesn't want misery, but still it's bound to come. So this misery inflicted upon the living entity in so many forms purifies the living entity. After he has been beaten enough and enough, yet it is explained like a very valuable metal which is put in the fire and beaten again, it becomes a very beautiful form it gets. Similarly, the living entity, being so much harassed by material energy, he finally starts to realize, I don't want this. I want something else. I want to go out of this place. How to get out of this place? If he is so fortunate, yeah, that he comes in contact with pure Vaishnava, real family, saintly person, then he will get a glimpse or an idea or an impression that there is something more, there is real happiness. And not even that, there is a process that I can attain this real permanent happiness. I can relate to that very nature which I am made of, the eternal, spiritual, blissful, transcendental nature. How to come in contact with it? This is the question which a sincere student in spiritual life will ask from his spiritual master. How can I practice in such a way that I can attain that goal which is really meant for me? And what is that goal? The goal is to be always engaged in loving relationships with Sri Radha and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have an eternal relationship with that Supreme, very Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that relationship is full of bliss, full of happiness, transcendental happiness. It is full of spiritual raas. Yeah. Just like in this material world, we are experiencing some very flickering temporary happiness. The reflection, yeah, or the real idea which we are experiencing here in this material world is there in the spiritual world. We are engaged always in loving, happy dealings with Krishna and his eternal associates. So how to attain this goal? This process is being taught by the very bona fide spiritual master, who, if we are so fortunate to meet, he will very happily, without any self-gain, introduce us to this process and help us. Even if we don't really have any clear understanding, he will gradually, mercifully wait and kindly help us so that we will understand that Krishna Bhajan is the real engagement for us. And by that engagement, we will be happy forever. Hare Krishna. Bhakti Kalpa Sruti Sakri Kalsundari Avaya Kapi Kalam Kalam Kalam.
You want to do Kirtan today or tomorrow? So you can do one. You can do Mahamantra. You can do Mahamantra very easily. Come here.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
for tomorrow when we will come.
Hare Krishna. So we have heard from Sukad Bhajan Ashrabhu what is the necessity of doing bhajan if you have well facilities. So we have heard from Gurudev so many times. In this world, not only human beings, all living entities want to be happy. Human beings are most intelligent beings among all living entities. So human beings want to be most happy. So they discovered so many things, like transportation, communication, medical science. Why? Want to be happy. You know about America, they discovered so many fighter jets that fighter jets can less than 3 minutes can fly more than 1,000 kilometers. America became happy. In communication, you are calling from here to India. Even by your phone you can see the picture with whom you are speaking. In medical science, if your brain became rotten, you can transfer the brain with other human beings or monkeys. You can change, transport your heart. Doing this, are human beings become happy? If so, why they call each other? One country invaded other country. What is the cause? They want to be happy. Doing this also they never became happy. After few days, Ram Navami is coming, means birthday of Lord Ramchandra is coming after 2-3 days. I hope all of you know about Lord Ramchandra. He invaded Lanka and killed Ravan, the king of demons. Ravan wanted to be happy, and his all kingdom was made of gold. Nowadays, you can see all over the world, some houses made of concrete, some are wooden, but in Lanka, the time of demonic king Ravan, all houses became made of gold. If Ravan became happy, never be possible by this material thing. Ravan had so many queens, even he could not be happy, he stolen away the consort of Lord Ramchandra Sita Devi. And this is the cause of his death. Ravan thought that I shall go to heavenly planet. So he was thinking, I shall make a staircase from here to heavenly planet. But it never became. So you have heard about Hiranyakashipu. He was benedicted by Brahma. At first he wanted to be immortal. Brahma told, it's not possible for being immortal. Again he did a very severe austerity. Again Brahma appeared and asked for benediction. He told, please make me immortal. Brahma told, not possible. You can ask other benediction. Then he told, I should not die in day or night. I should not die by new weapons. I should not die anything created by you. I should not die any year, any month, any day. Brahma told, yes, it will be. You granted. By this way, Hiranyakashipu thought I became immortal. I keep Brahmaji. But Bhagavan, more intelligent than anyone. So when Nisimhadev appeared, maybe after a few days, the Nisimha Chaturdashi means appearance day of Nisimhadev also coming after Ram Navami after a few days. After Ram Navami, Dasami comes after a few days, Nisimha Chaturdashi will come. So when Nisimhadev appeared, he fulfilled Brahma's all benedictions and he killed Hiranyakashipu. Not day, neither day nor night. The time was dark. He never killed him inside house or outside of house, on the doorway. Nisimhadev never used any weapon. He killed by his own nail. And that was not any year, not any month. According to Indian Vedic tradition, it was called Purushottam Man or Adhik Man or Mal Mas. That time, like in English calendar, leap year, he killed Hiranyakashipu. So who was benedicted and so many facilities? He also killed by Nisimhadev. And Ravan also killed by Lord Ramchandra. For ourselves, we want to be well facilitated. We have air conditioned room, but they have not like this. What they desire, it will be changed automatically. In our aeroplane, there is some capacity. But Ravan had aeroplane, it's controlled by automatic. If for 10%, it will be smaller. If 10,000, it will be bigger like this. What he desires, it will be immediate. So, there are so many facilities. Yet, demonic king Ravan or demonic king Hiranyakashipu never became happy. So in this world, if we think by eat, drink and be merry will be happy, is it possible? Never be possible. Because Ravan and demonic king Hiranyakashipu, they engage themselves only by eat, drink and be merry. Nothing to do anything else. So Hiranyakashipu, even being the king of all demons, even he took charge of heavenly planet, yet he could not kill his own 5-year-old Prahlad only. He tried at his level best, he engaged all armies. He went to best Prahlad under the feet of mad elephant. He poisoned him so many ways, but he could not do so. So only in this world, by his being and his marrying, no one will be happy. Never became anyone happy, so that is not possible, be happy by his being and his marrying. So what is the way to be happy? So in our Vedic tradition, if we see that Lord Ramchandra came, Lord Krishna came, Lord Hiranyakashipu came, all incarnation of God came, why? To make us happy, to give us message that how we will be happy. So if we do bhajan of Lord Ramchandra or Lord Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we will be happy. Only this is the way, other than none can be happy. Prahlad Maharaj told to his father, O father, only there is only one process. If you do bhajan of Krishna, then you will be happy. Otherwise, not possible to be happy. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, from where you are getting this power? Prahlad Maharaj humbly replied, from where are you getting your power? I am getting from senseless the power, from Bhagavan. Only whole world controlled by Bhagavan, not by you. Even Hiranyakashipu had one sister named Holika. She had benediction that she will not die even in burning fire. When Hiranyakashipu became failure to not kill Prahlad Maharaj, then Hiranyakashipu requested his sister, oh Holika, you have benediction from Brahmaji. So you can take your nephew and enter in flaming fire. Then fire will attack you, Prahlad will die. Holika told, yes, this is my great pleasure to make you happy. So they make very big fire. And your flame supposed to touch the sky. Holika took Prahlad, entered in fire. Then after some time Prahlad came out smilingly from fire, and Hiranyakashipu sister Holika turned into a face. So nowadays even in India, they made this festival before Holi Purnima. They burn Holika for this reason. So many persons don't know why they are making fire and making Holi one day before Holi. So there is not proper system to be happy. If you come in modern age, you know about Napoleon Bonaparte, Mussolini, Hitler, they want to be happy. They invaded one after another country. You know about Alexander. What happened? All of them went to hell. None can save them and none can become happy. Even Napoleon Bonaparte, when captured by the friendly power, then they put him in a cage like an animal and put him in the middle of ocean. How Napoleon became happy? In about Hitler, when he went to Berlin, the devotees of Berlin thought when they captured Hitler, then they tied him to one place. Everyone used to come and beat him, by whom everyone was trembling the whole world. And they beat him up, always capturing and binding him. If they became happy, so how we can think that by eat and drink merry, we will be happy? It's never be possible. So if you want to be happy in your life, then what you have to do? You have to surrender yourself the lotus feet of Banakhayat Gurudev. Lord Ramchandra, being Marjala Purushottam Bhagavan, he took initiation from Vasishtha Dev, Vasishtha Rishi. Not only that, his father, Dasarath Maharaj, his mother, Kausalya Devi, Kaikeyi, Sunitra Devi, all took initiation from Vasishtha Rishi. Moreover, Lord Ramchandra, his brother Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, and his consort Sita Devi and Lakshman Bharatakya, their wife, Urimila Devi, Mandavi, Sutakirti. All of them took initiation from Vasishtha Rishi. So once, some devotee asked Gurudev in America, Houston, that if we take initiation from Saint Guru, husband and wife, then brother and sister, then how our material world will go on? It is not possible to take initiation from one Guru. Then Gurudev asked, oh my dear son, do you think you are more intelligent or Lord Ramchandra was more intelligent than you? Can you explain little bit? Then he humbly told Gurudev, Ramchandra was Bhagavan, so he is more intelligent than anyone what to say about myself. Then Gurudev gave this example that Lord Ramchandra's whole family took initiation from Vasishtha Dev, Vasishtha Rishi. Today also somebody asked me the same question, how is it possible that my husband took initiation from Gurudev, I shall take from the same Guru, it is not possible. But it's not correct idea. In one family, if they took initiation from one Gurudev, this is best policy. And they will be happy. Otherwise, one will go this way, another will go other way, then no one will be happy. How else? Lord Krishna, he took initiation from Bhaguri Rishi, but he went Gurukul of Thambipuni Muni. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took initiation from Ishwar Puripad. So Bhagavan incarnate in this world and taught us, if you want to be happy in this world, then you have to do bhajan. Other than doing bhajan of Bhagavan, none can be happy. For bhajan, you have to take initiation from a bona fide Gurudev. So, now inquiry may come in our mind. Who is bona fide Gurudev? What is his symptom? If you want to go to school, if you want to learn something, I mean harmonium, computer, estrad, anything, you have to adopt some expert. They call expert or teacher. But for spiritual life, it is called guru. Same thing. If you want to do anything in material life, they call teacher or expert or specialist. For spiritual life, they call guru. What is their symptom? If you go to Srimad Bhagavatam, then you can understand. It mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tasmat Gurum Prapadeta Jigyasasya Uttamam Sarve Parete Nishnatam Brahmanupa Samasrayam. So if you want to know what is welfare for your life, then you have to go a bona fide Gurudev. What is his symptom? Sarve Parete Nishnatam. He must be expert in all scriptures. If you have any doubt, he can remove the doubt. Quotation from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Ved, all other scriptures. He must be qualified about scriptures. And Upasamasrayam must be detached from material world. Nowadays, material world is hankering for CW. What is that? Omen, oil, and wine. If Guru also hankering for CW, it's not a bona fide Gurudev. Not only that, so called Guru in this world, they hankering also engage for D. For D means, first is divorce, what is going on in Western world now, dancing with girlfriend in nightclub, and always sensitive dog, and drinking means alcohol or liquor. So this Western world is engaged in CW and 4D. If Guru also engaged in CW and 4D, is not a bona fide Guru. Again I am quoting, CW means omen, oil, and wine. 4D means divorce, D for dancing in nightclub with girlfriend, and drinking means alcohol or wine, and friendship with dog. If you go, you can see everywhere truth is God. So this is the situation of material world. If Guru also hankering for this CW and entangled for B, they are not going to affect Gurudev. You have to reject him. You can do pranam from the far away. Only by telephone, hello, that's enough. Not more than that. So another symptom, Parishan is not come. He must be a realized soul. So if you get this kind of Gurudev, then immediately you can take initiation from him. Then your life will be successful. And you will be happy forever. If somebody actually doubts, for that, Srimad Nityananda Prabhu told, Yathestam re bhata kuru hari hari dhana manisam, tatova samsaram mudhitaran dai mahi lagyet, idam bahuspati yatranya patiriyam, bhajanittanandam, bhajanatarubandam niravadhi. Srimad Nityananda Prabhu, who is undivided Guru Tattva, he told, if you want to be happy, please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you chant this mantra, you're bound to be happy. If you're not happy, then I will be responsible for this. So Nityananda Prabhu raising his hand and telling everyone. So once we went to New Jersey in America, 96 or 97, you were in New Jersey?
Around, the house
around. Yeah, around south. 96. At that time, one group of scientists came to Gurudev. We don't know their scientists. They asked Gurudev that in India, they are living even below in poverty, they are so poor. And the kids cannot put better nourishment, even they could not get proper medicine. So, being an Indian, how you can preach? And what you are doing, you are told you can do betterment, you can make happy to others. How is it possible? What you are doing for being happy for all living entities? Then Gurudev replied them that, you know, if there is a pond and if you throw a stone, then what will be there? Then they told, some ripple will come, then it will stop. They told, yes, you know what is that? They told, no. Gurudev told us, when you throw a stone, then one after ripple will come, they will touch the whole border of the pond. After that, it will subside. Similarly, what we are doing Harinam Sankirtan, especially in Kali Yuga. Kala Yuga Kevala Nama Adhara Sumira Sumira Nara Uttara Hipara. Especially in Kali Yuga. The religion of Kali Yuga is Harinam Sankirtan. So we are preaching Harinam Sankirtan, that whole environment, that when it will come Harinam Sankirtan, and it will touch all over the world. By that, the pollution will be less, and whoever listen Harinam Sankirtan, they will be happy. And there is no other way. And this is the best policy in Kali Yuga to be happy, to chant the holy name of Krishna. Then the scientist group asked Gurudev, are you a scientist? He said, no, I am not a scientist. Which I have heard from my Gurudev, which I have read in scripture, especially which I realize and telling you. They don't know, it is not possible. Without being a scientist, none can reply like this way. Then Gurudev said, how you can understand I am a scientist? Then they told smilingly, they are about number in six, they told we are in, all of we are in science, scientists. So we discovered so many things. We went to India, we traveled all over the world to how to control the sound pollution. So we recorded so many types of sounds, like animal sound and bird sound, so many film things, so many things. And we recorded also Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And we thought that sannyasis of India, they are always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They never became tired and they suddenly became unhappy. How they became so happy? So after that, recording all these things, we play in our laboratory. All kinds of sounds, they increase the pollution. Only by Harinam Mahamantra, pollution became decreased. So we understand and we are agree with you that only by Harinam Sankirtan, world will be happy and peaceful. There is no other way. So they told, we must decide that you are a great scientist, otherwise none can say like this. So only the scientists also approve this. Only by Harinam Sankirtan, someone can be happy. So how will you do Harinam Sankirtan? Must have to be initiated by the bona fide Gurudev. Just like if you want to take any job, you have to, if you are a very knowledgeable person, if you apply in a company or government, they will see from which university you have taken degree.